Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you ever want a second opinion? Do you need a second opinion? Well, let me rephrase that. Would you like an opinion on anything that's on your mind? You see, I have opinions about everything. It's not that I'm opinionated. It's just that I happen to form opinions and I'm willing to share. So if you have a question and you want a different point of view, and trust me, I can give you a completely different point of view than you're accustomed to hearing. So you can write to me, Michael383 at me.com, real simple, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, 383 at me.com, or call. We've got phone lines. They're open. I love to talk, as you can tell, which is why I'm here. And the number, 844-305-7800. It's toll free. Give me a holler. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what you would like me to talk about, what you would like an opinion on. And until I hear from you, I'm going to talk about acne. What is the deal with acne? Well, first and foremost, from a symbolic point of view, it's tied into image, obviously. And the reason this occurs during puberescence time frame in life is because one is beginning to develop their adult personality. Now, adults also break out with acne too, which is why I create, you know, so I almost said something I shouldn't have said. At any rate, there's an image issue going on. There's, you know, unsure of oneself, hormones are developing, voice is changing, body is changing, and underneath it all, there may be elements of doubt about one's image that it's projecting to the world. So look at that, really get into that concept of imagery, because this is what's happening. Now, if your image, if you're dealing with acne and your face is bright, bright red and hot, inflamed, take a cucumber, slice the cuke thinly and use it, place it all over your face and use it as a mask. It will draw the heat out. Cucumbers are always 20% cooler than the outside temperature. Why? I have no idea, but it is. Cut open a cuke. Put your tongue to it. You'll see it's colder than the rest of the room. And the reason that, you know, acne breaks out on the face is because you're obviously because of the concept that's involved, imagery. But the reality is from another point of view, because it also happens to the chest and back, it's because your skin is an eliminative organ, which means when you have acne, that the bacteria on your skin, and we're covered with trillions and gazillions of microbes. But the body has a thing called an acid mantle, and that acid mantle protects you from being invaded by these microbes. So what happens is as your body is sloughing off some of the toxins from your diet, they're coming out of your facial pores, your back, your chest, the bacteria is feasting. It's got a harvest. It's happy as all get out. Because you're providing it with food. Therein lies the whole issue with acne. So there's a couple of things you can do. As a facial wash, get yourself some golden seal root, Paul D'Arco black walnut. It's the same thing I use to kill parasites. Make a really strong wash out of it. Get a cotton ball and wash your face. Let's kill as much of the surface bacteria as we possibly can. Obviously, you've got to clean up your diet. Please stop eating the junk food. It is poison. You're killing yourself with that crap because you're bringing in so many toxins, and the toxins, because your body's divine, your body will utilize the toxins as building material. So what are you doing? You're corrupting your cells. You're laying the foundation for aging earlier than you should, and also laying a foundation for disease. So clean up the diet, number one. Drink plenty of water. Wash the toxins out of the system. From a nutritional point of view, you want to use vitamin A and zinc, and if you can tolerate it, some niacin. The reason I say tolerate it is because some people will get a niacin flush. In fact, I created a product for my daughter called Skin Factors when she was a teeny bopper in school. And she would break out with the niacin rush, and the teacher would get crazy and send her down to the nurse. And the nurse would write a note back to the teacher telling her it was a niacin flush and it was nothing to be concerned about. But vitamin A and zinc specifically, well, let me go back to the niacin a minute. Niacin is a vasodilator. So what that means is that it's going to open up all of your arteries and capillaries and allow the blood to flow to every part of your body. Additionally, what the blood does, in addition to bringing rebuilding material, proteins, fats, carbs, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, in addition to building material, it is carrying away the debris, the dead cells, the garbage, the waste from the metabolic processes of each and every cell. So, depending upon how your cleansing system is, will also determine, and how loaded you are with toxins, will determine whether or not you end up with acne. But if you have it, take a look at vitamin A and do about 25,000 IUs to 50,000 IUs on a daily basis. If you do go to the 50,000 IUs, take a look at beta carotene as a way to do it. As far as the zinc goes, 15 milligrams a day should be fine. A and zinc are your building materials for the skin, and especially for facial skin. More than anything else, you've got that going. So niacin to bring blood, vitamin A for healing, and zinc for healing. And look at the symbology of these nutrients. Vitamin A is involved in so many different things, but from a symbolic point of view, it represents looking into the doubt, looking into self. And the reason I come up with that is from the point of view that one of the key features of vitamin A is that it's good for the eyes, it's good for the immune system. In fact, they use it to treat cancer. And it's perfect for night vision. It enhances night vision. And when you look at night, night is symbolic of preparation or doubt, because that's what your sleeping is about. That's what dreams are about, to help you prepare to deal with the next day from a position of quiet strength and personal power. But if you're not dreaming, you're not getting the guidance, then you're going into it unsure of the next day's operation. You're actually working on automatic. So what vitamin A does is it allows you to see into the doubt. Because it's involved in the immune system and it is the first nutrient of the immune system, it's a protector. And when you look at it from that point of view, not only does it protect your cells from invasion, but symbolically it protects you from thought invasion. You have to be able to discern when there's an attack coming and be able to defend yourself against it. And that way you know that you will be in control of the situation. I told you niacin, what it does. Zinc represents expression and a working faith. And if you have faith and confidence in self, guess what your skin is going to look like? Radiant, beautiful. Why? Because there's no doubt whatsoever in your reality. So take a look at these things and give me a holler. Write to me. Tell me whether you like it, love it, hate it. This is Michael Schwartz, and you're listening to Radio MD, your source for great educational information. Stay well.